Vince Zangaro started the Alzheimer's Music Fest because Alzheimer's is a huge part of his life. Now, in its sixth year, the festival is this Saturday, and all proceeds are donated to caretakers and their families. I spoke with Zangaro by phone about the event, starting with why he put the festival together.
Well, I've been a caregiver now for, 14 years. My dad got diagnosed with Alzheimer's at 62, and I was 29 years old when I became this full-time caregiver. And I was kind of looking around. We were really just in a hard spot. Me and Pops just were kind of getting isolated at me being such a young age, and dad being at a young age to get Alzheimer's dementia himself, trying to find resources and things to kind of help people and to help ourselves. And there wasn't really much out there when it came to respite care and help. And then I found out that insurance didn't cover any respite care in the house or a lot of the wheelchairs and stuff, because they consider Alzheimer's a mental disability, not a physical disability. So I just thought I had to do something. Families going through this, just to make it a little bit easier on them, because we had it, like many families, so difficult.
And you are a music lover. You've written songs. You continue to write songs. So music seemed a good solution.
Yeah, it was really music helped. Dad used to come to the studio with me all the time before he became a little less mobile this last 4 years. And that was such a great thing for both of us. Get out of the house, me to be able to go record songs and him to be with me. It was some of the best moments of our life. And I do continue to record, but Pops can't get in the studio with me anymore.
Your life completely changed when your father was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. But I know you've said before that some good has come out of it.
You finally get to a point where you got to stop acting like a victim. You know, my pops and I, and we had to just start living our life. So when you start kind of, you know, stop trying to make your loved one with Alzheimer's or dementia live in your world, and you start living in their world, it becomes a lot easier. Start just admitting yourself and accepting and going through all that, those things that you have to go to get to a positive place. And we're pretty happy, which is kind of crazy. I know that's hard for people to understand out there that are probably living and dealing with Alzheimer's and dementia. But, you know, it's been 14 years. You know, after about 4 years of being depressed, you got to do something.
Well, what actually made your life better, or what did you finally come to realize with your dad's situation that made your life better?
I took so much stuff for granted. Just being, you know, a healthy 29 to 35 year old when we're going through this. And I just took so much for granted. And I guess what dad has really given me is patience, not taking things for granted. Even when you go out to the grocery store now, because we can't just do those things. You know, we really have to, you know, have health care, or, you know, we got to really schedule our lives about 2 months in advance to be able to do these things. So just not taking things for granted. That's really what my dad has given to me.
The proceeds of the festival don't go to a foundation or to research. They go to families caring for someone with Alzheimer's. As a caregiver, in what ways does this additional money help? How does one put it to good use?
Respite care, you know, having someone, a nurse or CNA, come into your house and give that caregiver a break, and give your loved one a break. To have help in the showers, because when you're dealing with Alzheimer's and dementia, a lot of people think it's kind of the old people forget thing of disease, and that's not what Alzheimer's and dementia is. It goes so much further than that, where they become less mobile, they get more agitated. You're not always going to be able to get a shower or give your loved one a shower, a bath by yourself. So we're able to give programs to people where they can get the assistance they need, because insurance doesn't cover it.
I understand that part of this effort is to form a community of caretakers. What was it like before you formed this network?
I was so depressed. Pops has always been happy. We've been very fortunate that way, that he's always had a smile. He went through a little bit of a combative stage, but we were just lonely. We didn't know any other Alzheimer's families. We basically just kind of stayed in the house and went to a restaurant, and you start, you know, at such a young age, you start losing friends because they don't know how to deal with it. You don't know how to deal with it, you know, especially at a younger age, especially when you're looking, you know, 14 years ago to try to explain this. You know, we've come so far in 14 years in the Alzheimer's and dementia community. But 14 years ago, you're just very isolated. And building a community, even though we help other families, it's really helped us out tremendously.
Vince, through caring for your father, how has your relationship to music itself changed?
Same thing. I don't write stupid songs about pickup trucks. No offense to people that write, that's where they're at in their life. I write very message-based stuff. Everything is kind of based around, you know, being a caregiver and also just, you know, it's not every song is Alzheimer's dementia song, but it's just about opening up and talking about things that has happened in the past and kind of filtering it and almost being therapeutic for me. And then hopefully that can touch some of our listeners that listen to the music. All right, I've been very fortunate with a couple gifts, you know, writing music, writing in general, and being on stage most of my life. So a lot of Alzheimer's dementia families don't have some of those skill traits, you know, and a lot of people want to be private. So, and I understand that. So I feel sometimes that it's kind of a cool thing that I can kind of be a voice for some of those folks out there.
How has your father responded to the festival, particularly now that it's 6 years down the road?
To be honest with you, Dad's been to a couple of them. We can't take him much anymore. It's way too crowded. I'm going to try to get him out there this year because it's only 8 miles down the road. But I'll probably bring him in the morning. And Dad just loves people. He flirts. If there's a pretty girl in there, he starts winking and flirting. That's just Pop's personality. He's a really upbeat, cheery guy, and we're so fortunate. I think a lot of that deals with caregiving, but a lot of that deals with just his personality in general.
Does he respond to the music as it's played?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we sit here, and I'm a vinyl guy, so I sit in here and put on old Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra records and Willie Nelson and Johnny Cash, and he just loves that kind of stuff.
Well, Vince, your story is impressive. I really admire all you have done for your dad and your work with the Alzheimer's Music Fest. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it.